Well, one of the highlights of the local calendar for photographers is the Rotary Young Photographer Competition. The 2022 competition is now up and running. In fact, the deadline is starting to loom large. And I'm joined on the line by John Barrett. He's from the Rotary Club of Cambridge. John, a very good afternoon.
And nice to talk to you, Neil.
Nice to hear you again. And so here we are, the another year, another Young Photographer Competition. Previous years, we've really done quite well in Cambridge, haven't we? Because this is a national thing.
It's a national competition. There's a local heat, which is what we organise, and then the winners go through to a district competition, and then from the district competition, the winners go through to a national competition. And you're right, we have been extraordinarily successful in the last year or two. Last year, our winner of the junior age group, that's the 7 to 10 year olds, and the winner of the senior age group, that's the 14 upwards, both went through and won the district competition, and the senior winner, splendid photograph of a puffin on the rocks in Scotland, I think, really lovely photograph, went through and won the national competition, and it was really good. A young man from Long Road Sixth Form College, and extremely good to see the way in which he'd come on with his photography, and I think a great promotion for him, because I think he'd quite like to develop his photography as a career.
I was going to say, I've seen that picture, and as you say, it would grace the front cover of many a Nature magazine, wouldn't it? It was absolutely beautifully taken.
Really good, really good. But the one that came third nationally and won the district, the East Anglia district competition, was taken by a young 10-year-old gentleman, and it was a picture of a snake slithering through the grass. And apparently to take this photograph, he had to lie on his stomach with his camera in front of him and wait until the snake was sort of in view and therefore not far from him with its forked tongue slithering and take this photograph. It was an extremely good photograph.
Amazing what youngsters, the talent that we've got coming up through the ranks, isn't it? I'm useless at taking pictures, I've got to say. So this year's competition is up and running. What's the theme this year?
The theme this year is colours of nature, so it's deliberately broad, just anything, obviously it's to do with the natural world, but anything that represents the variety of colours that you can find in the natural world. You can take the photograph with your phone, with your iPad, with a digital camera, whatever way you want to take it. You then put a sentence alongside it just saying how what you've taken relates to the theme, colours of nature, and we need it sent in. Now, you're quite right, we're getting close to the closing date of the competition now. It's the last day of this month, 31st of January. Now, I know that we've already had quite a lot of entries, which is great, but there's still time for someone to get their camera out and send a photograph in, or maybe they've got a photograph and weren't just sure whether to send it or not. Well, I'd say do send it. We'd love to have it. And they can get all the details from the Rotary website. And the simplest way to go to that is to go to cambridgerotary.org.uk. You must remember to put the UK bit on, otherwise you end up in the United States.
Okay. Now, in terms of the entry parameters, it's a young photographer competition. How's it all split up, and how do people enter? Is it a schools thing, or is it open to individuals?
No, a lot of the entries come from schools because they're encouraged by their schools to enter, but you enter as an individual. You can download the entry form from the Rotary website, absolutely clear there, all the instructions about what to do, and you email that plus your photograph, of course, to, and it tells you where to send it to the competition address. There are four age groups, under sevens, then 7 to 10, and then 11 to 13, and 14 to 17. And that's the age that you were last 31st of August.
Right.
So that's very clear in the details that are there on the website. Whatever your age, would really be pleased to have a photograph from any of the young people who are listening or who other people are in touch with.
Okay. Now, as you say, the entry closes for this at the end of the month, 31st of January. What happens after that then? When does judging take place?
And judging is, I think, the 17th of February. So we do this jointly with the Cambridge Camera Club. And they help us with the judging. The competition is sponsored by Cambridge Independent newspaper, and their chief photographer will be helping us with the judging. And then from that, we identify local winners, and they are called to a presentation of certificates and prizes. Kamkin's photographic shop are really helpful and give some marvellous prizes to the winners and runners-up. Equipment and lessons in photography. And then the winners on in age group go through to the East Anglia District competition. We have to send those off by the end of February, and they then have their own judgment, which I think is towards the end of March, and we'll get a result from that, and their winners go through to the national competition, which is judged in April, May.
Amazing. Well, there we are. So you're on notice. You've got just a few weeks to get your competition entries in. Entries close on the 31st of January 2022. The theme for this year, Colours of Nature. But yeah, despite the fact we're in winter, that there's a whole different palette, isn't there, between now and spring?
Absolutely. Not only that, but on any day, if you go out and you look in one direction or another, you get a range of different colours. So, I hope that some of your young people who are listening will say, I'll give it a go.
Fantastic. Thank you, John. So it's cambridgerotary.org.uk if you want the entry form. All the details and everything about the competition are on there. John, an exciting time for you. You always love doing this, don't you? It's always one of your favourites, I know.
It is. It's a great competition, and it's great to be in touch with the young people who take part in it. And I know they get a great kick from taking part. And of course, if they win, then especially so.
I was going to say, and especially given our track record, it'd be great to carry on, wouldn't it? Cambridge is doing very well. John, always lovely to catch up with you. We'll catch up with you throughout the year, because I know that you're organising loads of other competitions and things as well. But for now, John Barrett from the Rotary Club of Cambridge, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.